Every evening, the TV news meteorologists are displaying colorful graphics, showing us that it's blazing hot out west, while here in the east, it's humid rain, day after day. Roger Hill says the waves we see on the U.S. weather map are called Rossby waves.
A Rossby wave is kind of like a sine wave where you have, it goes up and down. And when you have a higher amplitude Rossby wave, it's basically a stronger ridge and then a deeper trough. These Rossby waves are what you find in both the southern and northern hemisphere. And typically these things move around. They're always progressive, or sometimes they block, but for shorter periods of time. And what we're seeing again is these Rossby waves kind of just hanging around and not really moving much. And Rossby waves are associated with the jet stream, of course, and the jet stream is what drives the storm track.
And these Rossby waves, that's when we look at the national weather map on TV, that's that thing that's the up and down dip with the two different colors on each side?
Exactly. And basically it's the high-speed winds aloft, and then that basically in front of a trough of low pressure, you'll typically get surface lows, a weather system in its own right, a storm system that will, in cases during the winter, we see these as nor'easters, for example, that move up the eastern seaboard, or, something that might track through New York from the Ohio River Valley and this kind of thing. And right now, this particular wave action, this deep trough, is stuck, and of course the ridge out west is stuck, so they're not going to see a whole lot of changes in the heat wave out west. We're not going to see a whole lot of changes in our sort of potential flood pattern, which is a daily diet of showers and thunderstorms.
Where would you guesstimate the weather pattern slash picture is going for the northeastern part of the United States?
The latest research talking about the Rutgers University, Dr. Jennifer Francis, is starting to look like it has a whole lot to do with the amount of sea ice that melts. It seems that the link with climate change and daily weather is starting to be made with more and more information. What happens up in the Arctic is very much now a part of our daily weather because of these particular weather patterns that set up these blocks. And so it's basically just too much of one thing. Now, the polar sea ice currently right now is a little bit more than it was at this time last year. So we may not be setting a new record, but probably by the time we get into August and September, we're looking at a whole lot less ice up there, and then we'll see this effect very strong. Now, there's also been some linkage with Tropical Storm Hurricane Sandy and how it made that very sharp left turn into New Jersey, and of course it affected lower parts of New York and southern New England. This is not 100% certain that we've made that connection, but we're getting awful, awful close. And so there could be the fingerprint of climate change, anthropogenic global warming, if you will. As we know, we just passed 400 parts per million of CO2, of carbon dioxide. And we haven't had that in over 650,000 years. So this is not your grandfather's atmosphere.
Putting it in the words of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo,
we must rethink and redesign for the long term, because extreme weather, as we have learned, is the new normal.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.